This is Nikki Bannerman on behalf of Sound Women with Fee Glover, the journalist, presenter and award-winning breakfast show and key news travel and political broadcaster. Fee Glover wrote Travels With My Radio, hosted the Sunday morning news programme and then returned to Radio 4 with The Listening Project, with the British Library and the BBC capturing the nation in conversation. We're here outside this fabulous booth that we've got outside the British Library here at the Radio Festival. Can you tell us about it?
Well, first of all, I'm very glad you called it a booth because everybody calls it a caravan. And in fact, we've got to the stage where we say it's a booth, don't call it a caravan, which is all one word, hyphenated. But you're right, it looks like a caravan. It is a mobile recording booth. When you step inside it, it's all luxuriously padded for soundproofing. We've got a stuffed cat on our real fake fire. We've got really lovely comfy seats because people sit down for about an hour to have their chat, so they have to be comfortable. And it's in very muted colours. And I think if you want to, you know, conjure up the essence of it, if you think extremely expensive, very hard to book into, luxurious Swedish hotel, it's that kind of a feel that we're going for.
It's really deluxe, that sort of...
Very luxy. It's very luxy.
Luxy. Hashtag booth, don't call it a caravan. I think we should start that. Now, what's going on in there today?
So we're at the British Library at the Radio Festival just to kind of showcase our wares. So you can't actually step in there and have a conversation today, but we're advertising the fact that at some future date you can. The booth's been on tour all across England and Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland over the summer. We have been to parts of the UK not touched by a dimblebee for the last 25 years. That remote, Nikki. And we invite people in, and it's really simple. If you want to have a listening project conversation, you have to sit down with someone you love or care about, or both those two things, and have a conversation about stuff that really matters to you. Full stop. That's it.
You mentioned that in your talk just now, Fee, which I really enjoyed, in terms of saying that really gets the human depth. You talk about grief, things that have happened, bad, good events, really, really quite powerful.
Yes, and we don't editorialise, and actually that is extraordinarily rare. And if you think of all of the other programmes on BBC, local radio and national radio, it is really unheard of for the BBC to say, you just go for it. You know, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, we always have some kind of a remit, you know, and speech radio really loves that structure and form. So, you know, we'll have a political programme about events, or we will have a programme, you know, about some kind of social element of life, or we're deliberately asking people about their emotions. But we very rarely just hand over the microphone and say, you talk about whatever you want to. And the Listening Project is exactly that. And obviously what we're trying to do is we're building the sound archive at the British Library, which is all about what we've experienced, what we feel is important, and how we have lived through the events of our own lives. So, perfect example, I was listening to a conversation last night, which will be in our Radio 4 programme in a couple of Sundays' time, and it's between a brother and sister, Hector and Dolores, who were born in Kingston, Jamaica. Their family moved to Handsworth in Birmingham in the 1960s, and both of these two remarkable siblings have been really dedicated to that community ever since. So they've set up lots of community projects and all that kind of stuff. Their conversation is just about living in and around Birmingham for the last 60 years, the changes they've seen, the riots that they saw, all the things that it's meant to them. And it's a delightful conversation. If I was doing the interview, I would specifically ask them about probably the worst of times, the causes of those riots, police involvement, political involvement, all that kind of stuff. And that would be valuable. But actually, it's more valuable to just hear two people describe the events of their world to each other. And I think that's absolutely the essence of the project. You know, it is for the people.
So it's very empowering, very raw, very human, very deep.
Yes, and it really can be sometimes, because obviously a lot of people want to talk about very traumatic things that have happened in their lives. And because they're talking to someone they love or care about, you know, the conversations, they go far deeper than they would do if somebody, you know, like me or you were asking the questions. Because as soon as a stranger steps into the room, everybody has a barrier, you know, beyond which they don't want to go. But if you're talking to someone who knows you really well, you can say things and they can listen to things, you know, that you don't usually hear on the radio. And I think the other really important thing, because sometimes it can feel like you're eavesdropping on personal grief, but the really important thing to remember is that all of the people who come into the project, they want their conversations to be heard. That's an essential part of it. They want to be listened to. So yes, we're eavesdropping, but it's with consent. So you don't feel bad about listening to it. You don't feel that you're prying, you know, going a bit kind of Jeremy Kyle. So it can give an air of depth and warmth that I don't think you get actually anywhere else on British radio at the moment.
And probably very cathartic for them to talk about issues that they've never discussed.
Yes, and in all of the conversations that we've had in the project, and you know that is you know thousands so far, I think only two people have then thought afterwards, actually, oh, I'm not sure about that conversation. And all the way through the project, we give the participants the ultimate level of consent. So you don't have to go into the British Library. You don't have to have your project, your conversation broadcast on Radio 4. It doesn't have to be broadcast on local radio. You can come into the booth and just have the chat. Take it away on a memory stick. It's yours to keep. You know, we're not after just a kind of dragnet of good radio content. That's a fantastic byproduct. It is about you enjoying the moment of really listening to somebody else.
Lovely. You gave us all blindfolds to listen to it just now. We enjoyed that.
Yeah, the blindfolds. Well, do you know what, Nikki? That is quality merchandise. That is really quality. You're not going to get that. You don't get that off Start the Week, do you? You don't get that off Radio Cumbria. We are the only BBC outlet giving you blindfolds to keep.
It was very well branded. Now, where is the booth going next? Can you tell us?
So the booth goes back to Manchester tonight. It's midway through a tour of kind of the middle of the country. I think we're going across to Lincolnshire. Do you know what we're doing? So sometimes you think that our tour route has been drawn by someone who's got a jittery hand because it'll go Manchester, London, exactly, Lincolnshire, oh, across the Norfolk, all the way down to Southampton, all the way back up to Manchester. The best thing to do is look at our website, bbc.co.uk/listeningproject. Find out all the details there.
Thank you for your time.
Super. I think...